Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. How are you today? This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, March 24th, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I'm so excited about today's show. We've got some great stuff to share with you. It's all about daring to dream in 2014 and taking the necessary steps to pursue your ideas, passion, and all that you want in life. Well, guess what? Today I'll be sharing with you five ways to get out of your own way. Who, me, you might say? Well, yes, at one time or another, we all get in our own way of accomplishing a dream or achieving our goals, from negative self-talk to what we might think of as justifiable excuses. Guess what? Millions of women every year fail to achieve their dreams and goals because they are in the way. Also, we continue to celebrate National Women's History Month here at Successful Woman Radio, and today we'll be honoring Tammy Duckworth, member of the U.S. Congress and Iraq War veteran. So get ready for that. We'll be doing that a little bit later on in the show. Also on our lineup for you today, we have habit number 4 in 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Today we'll be sharing with you Think Win-Win, which is, again, habit number 4. We'll be talking about 3 ways to get those business cards off of your desk. Yeah, you know you've got them all around on your desk. They're on the floor. They're in a drawer. And you've been just literally collecting business cards for a very long time. But what have you really done with them? Well, we're going to talk about how to take action on getting those cards up and going. Upcoming events at Women About Biz, and again, our hot topic today is how to get out of your own way, which, again, a lot of women say, "Who, me? I'm not in my own way." But guess what? A lot of the times what I find is that is exactly what is happening, is that as women, we have this tendency to be in our own way. So, ladies, get your pen and your notepad out, because I'm going to be sharing some wonderful tips and resources on how to do just that, get out of your own way. I want to, again, thank Frida Smith of JADEM Enterprises. She came on the show on last Monday and really helped us to have a better understanding of Obamacare and what it was all about. And again, she shared with us that Obamacare is a part of the Affordable Care Act. Okay, and everyone is required to be registered by Monday, March 31st. And this is very, very important. So, again, I want to encourage all of you who have not registered, perhaps you're self-employed, perhaps you work in a small business where your boss does not offer health care insurance. I want to make sure, again, that you go ahead and connect with your local insurance agent who might be specializing also in healthcare and can share how to make that work for you. And also all you have to do is just go to Google and look up Obamacare, and it'll take you right to the site to get registered. Now, the way they've done this is that when you register, the site customizes healthcare plans for you based on your needs, your income, and what you're looking for, number of children you have, and so forth. Now, keep in mind, if you already have health care insurance, this rule about applying by the end of March 31st does not necessarily apply to you unless you feel that you can get a cheaper health care insurance through this program because of your income status or what have you. Now, if you're self-employed, this really is the perfect opportunity for you to get some great health care. If you're self-employed and you're not yet making a profit, or your income is still lower than what you had hoped, then Obamacare might be able to help you based on the customization of your application and the answers that you give. So, again, you want to be aware that there is a penalty for not registering for health care by the 31st, okay? And, again, I want to just encourage you to go ahead and do this, okay, because you don't want to get a penalty. And it is digging into our pockets because the penalty, I believe, can be up to $285 for anyone that has not filed yet. So, again, I want to thank Frieda Smith who came on the show last week and explained that. And I really appreciate it. Also, I want to remind everybody that has tuned in and is listening now, you can conveniently listen to Successful Woman Radio. That's right. Whether you are on your computer, you have an iPhone, or you have an Android phone, you can download the app for your phones called Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. No cost to download it. Download Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, and once you have that app downloaded, just in the search on the app, put in Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out, okay? Again, that's Successful Woman Radio, and you will be able to listen to the broadcast of the show normally within an hour or two after it has broadcasted. So, you know, you can be driving, pull up your Stitcher, and listen to the show at any time that you want to. I'm so excited about that, and it sounds so wonderful on your smart device. If you don't have a smart device and you just like to listen to the show, you can go directly to Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. You can go to Stitcher.com, and you can sign up for a free Stitcher account, and you can listen to it from your desktop right there on Stitcher. So, again, just some more ways for you to tap into the resources that we have here at Successful Woman Radio. I want to remind you, if you haven't gone and toured our website, womenaboutbiz.com, make sure you go on that site and get signed up for your free bronze membership. Simply click on Join Us in the top right menu bar, and then from there, go ahead and choose bronze and silver memberships, and you'll see how to sign up for our free membership. Now, the free Women About Biz membership is a lifetime membership, and what it does is it allows you access to certain areas on the website. One thing for sure that it does is give you your own profile page in the social community so that you can start connecting, sharing, and promoting things that you are doing at your company. So if you haven't signed up, make sure that you do that today. Boy, spring is coming right in. I'm here in the Atlanta area. And, of course, I see all of the beautiful colors of the flowers, and it just reminds me that I need to be springing into action and doing some things that I had promised myself last year that were going to get accomplished. And so, again, this is spring. It is a reminder of all things new. It's a reminder for us to reevaluate our business, to look at what we are doing, make sure that you are on track. First quarter 2014 is just about over. We have a week left. And so you really have to ask yourself the question, you know, what results would I like to see this year in 2014? Now, that question can be overwhelming for a lot of women, I know. However, it's a question that we all have to ask ourselves. And I think one of the things that's so very, very important is that you take the time to really look at how much money are you seeking to make in 2014? We run away from the topic of money a lot as women. We really do. And I think it's one of our downfalls. And I'm speaking in a general sense because some of you might manage your money very well. But for the majority of women, money has always been an issue. But if you sit down with yourself and just ask yourself the question, literally, how much money do I want to make in 2014? What that's going to do is help you to determine what you need to do to get that type of money, the programs that you're going to need to make, the different products that you might need to bring on board. It's going to help you with all of that, okay? And then what you're able to do is you're able to put into action goals that are going to help you bring about that income. But nothing's going to get done, guess what, unless you take some type of action. And you really need to be taking action on your dreams, taking action on your goals, on your business, on the things that you want to do. So what I want to quickly tell you is that it's never too late to accomplish your strategy. It's never too late to start developing a strategy that's going to help you, right, execute the things that need to be done in your business. You know, part of being a good CEO for your company is really knowing what you do best and knowing when you need to delegate things to others. And so really learning to delegate things, really learning to sit down and make a list of all of the administrative tasks that are that help to run your business, you can then identify, okay, I can do these things best, or I don't have the budget necessarily, so I'll have to figure out how to schedule to get these things done. But these things I need to be able to delegate to someone else, you know, updating my website, designing a graphic logo. All of these types of things really need to be relinquished, and you need to let someone else do them, okay? And if you are even a coach and you have a lot of appointments or you have a lot of clients that you need to follow up with, then you may need to have someone to help you with that follow-up process, okay? So it's all about strategy, and you're not going to know what your system is or what your strategy is going to be until you set your behind down, schedule some time in your planner. I would say if you don't have a strategy at all, you really need to find 4 hours daily to start working on your business strategy. The very first thing that you need to do is you need to speak with me. Right? Let us sit together and brainstorm together over a power talk session about the things that you need to be thinking about as you put them in place for your business. So to schedule a power talk with me, which is at no cost if you've never had one, just go to womenaboutbiz.com. Then you click on Coaching Center, right? And in the right-hand menu bar, you just click on Schedule Power Talk. Again, instructions for scheduling a power talk is go to womenaboutbiz.com. In the top red menu bar, click on Coaching Center. Once on that page, look in your right-hand column and select Schedule Power Talk. And once you do that, it'll pull up the Power Talk page. Just fill out the form, and we'll get your Power Talk scheduled this week if possible and have you on your way to brainstorming ideas about how you can promote your business, how you can market your business, how you can have a better workflow for your business, which is so very, very important. So remember, you are the only thing that stands between you and success, right? Absolutely, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit later today as I share with you, you know, how to get out of your own way. I mean, listen, this is a serious topic because women are standing in their own way of accomplishing great things, and I want to see all of you be successful. We're going to go ahead now and talk about 3 ways to get those business cards off of your desk. So if you have not picked up a pen and a notepad, this is a really good time to do so. And for those of you that have tuned in, thank you so much for visiting us today at Successful Woman Radio. We appreciate you being on the show. Make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And if you can, it's not too late right now to flash over on another line and to call another female associate, a friend, someone that you know needs inspiration, encouragement, motivation to get things moving for themselves and for their business. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589 again, 347-637-2589. And this is Trina Newby, your business success coach, and I am pumped about helping you to be a successful woman. Talking about 3 ways to get those business cards off of your desk. Okay, so ladies, I bet some of you right now, if you're at your desk, you can look around on the floor or look around on your desk, and you've probably got business cards either stacked with rubber bands or they're sitting in a basket. And each time you do that, you put the cards on your desk or you put them somewhere around you, you're hoping that those cards will remind you to do something with them, to take some kind of action. But, of course, you never get around to it. So what I want to do is I want to let you know that you really need to take it serious when people hand you their business cards, because business cards are like getting gold, okay? It is someone trusting you to have their personal contact information, and it is very important that you know what to do with those cards. So what I'm going to do, again, is give you three ways to get those business cards off of your desk and get them into you developing relationship with individuals that you have met at networking events, at meetings, in and around your busyness at around town. However you got the card, you have it in your possession, and you need to be doing something with it. So here's number one. Number one is, one of the reasons you don't know why the cards are stacked up in your office is because you really haven't set up a system for receiving business cards, right? So number one is set up an Excel spreadsheet ready to receive your data. Okay, again, set up an Excel spreadsheet ready to receive your data. In other words, create a quick database template for yourself so that you can database those cards immediately. You know, it only takes about 30 minutes to enter in 20 to 30 cards. So go ahead and tackle it the same day you receive them, or do it first thing the following morning, which is so important. Now, I basically love Excel because I can use Excel to import my contacts into my constant contact. I could use it to do form letters. I can use the Excel spreadsheet of contacts to do form emails. I can use it in so many ways. So I love Excel for that very reason. It makes it easy for me to import and export data. Okay, so with that said, here are the categories that I recommend you have on your sheet. The first category, and of course this is the row of columns that are going to run on top of your database, would be first name, okay, and a separate category for last name. This is very important because a lot of people just do name, and what happens is it won't allow you to address a person by their first name during a mail merge, or it won't allow you to address a person in constant contact by their first name if you just do a column that says name, okay? So what I really, really need for you to do is I need for you to do a first name category and a separate last name category, okay? The next thing is company. You need a company category. And after company, you need an email category, and that's very important. Next, you need the phone number category, okay? And after phone number, you need a source category. Now, source simply means, where did I meet this person at? How did I get their contact information? You want to put that source there because a lot of times when you call and introduce yourself to people, they ask you that as well. How did you learn about me? So you always want to know the source. The next column that you will need is the category that individual fits in. And I'm going to slow it down right here, the category that individual fits in. Now, I have four categories. I used to have three, but I have four categories. When I'm out networking with individuals and they're giving me their card, I will place them, I will write on the back of their card A, B, C, or D. And so I'm going to explain to you what that category means. A means warm. It means that this person could possibly become a prospect. And I want to pay attention to those individuals in this category, and I want to make sure that I'm connecting with them, calling them for a one-on-one connection call and seeing if I can't connect with them in some way right away within 24 to 36 hours of meeting them. So that's category A. Category B is individuals that you met at a networking event They were very warm. You really liked them. They had a beautiful personality. They seemed to warm up to you, you to them. They could possibly refer others to you, but at the time, they weren't necessarily a potential prospect. But you definitely saw that you wanted to strike a relationship with that individual. You felt that you could either help them or provide resources to them, or that you guys could get to know each other as business colleagues. So that's the B category, okay? The C category is your general category, okay? Your general category is that you really couldn't place them in the A or B category. You received their cards, but you really didn't have a chance to talk with them. But you definitely feel that you want to expose them to who you are and what you do. And last but not least is a D category, okay? Now, the D category is for people who you met at a networking event or what have you. They had a very blah attitude. As a matter of fact, you were kind of turned off by that person, but at the same time, you don't know what their situation is. You don't know what they've been going through. All you know is that every contact deserves to be exposed to who you are and what you do, because you never know how you can bless them. But at the same time, you really, by putting that D in the category, you are aware of that this person was not very warm to you. As a matter of fact, they might have been a little bit rude, or they might have been dry and dull, or they seemed disinterested in who you were. You still want to go ahead and you want to categorize them and give them a D category, and still be able to generally, when you're sending out your general email, you'll send it out to both your general and your D categories if they've given you permission to do so. But you still want to initially contact everybody through all categories, okay? And you want to send each person a personal email and let them know where you met them at. It was really nice meeting them. You would love to schedule a one-on-one conversation with them to learn how you can collaborate, how you might be able to help each other, and how you might be able to refer to one another, okay? Very, very important for that to happen, 24 to 36 hours. But those people who are in your A category, those people, you need to be connecting with those people within 24 hours. And this is what makes it so difficult when you have business cards stacked up and laying all around your desk, and you have not databased it, you are going to forget really where you got those cards from. You're going to forget who was in the A category, who was in the B category, who was in the C category. You're going to forget all of that. And before you know it, you just have a pile of cards up on your desk that might have been there for 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, and yes, come on, ladies, some of you even a year or longer. Okay, all I can tell you, when you have cards that are sitting on your desk and they've been there for 3 months or longer, is that you need to quickly get them databased, and then you need to, yes, email each one of those individuals and reconnect with them. You can simply say in an email, hi, you know, this is Lydia. I've had your card for a while, and I apologize for just now connecting with you, but you do mean something to me. Or you could say, however, I would like to establish a relationship with you and learn more about your business. So you're going to have to pay them attention. You're going to have to let them know that you want to learn more about their business, simply because you haven't connected in so long. So again, it's very, very important, okay, for you to get those cards databased as soon as possible. But when you have it and they've been sitting there for 3 months or longer, you're going to have to email each one of those individuals, first of all, to make sure that their information is still valid, okay? In the micro business industry, it is not uncommon, okay, for someone to hand you a business card and within 30 days that email not be valid. So you really need, that's another reason, of course, why you really need to go ahead and you need to connect with other individuals. So very, very important, okay? So I've given you the first few columns that you should have: first name, last name, company, email, phone, source, which is where you met them at, and then the category in the column, A, B, C, or D. I've told you what that means. Next column should be address 1, and the column after that should be address 2. Address 2 column doesn't get used as much, but you should have it there. And that's whether, you know, that's for people that have apartment numbers, suite numbers, office numbers, in addition to the address itself. Then city, in another column city, another column state, and then the last column zip. And I have another column that is notes. I have a notes category as well. So, again, I want to just encourage you to go ahead, and if you don't have a spreadsheet or if you are not, okay, utilizing any system at all, Excel spreadsheet by Microsoft is a very good way to get started in doing that. And, again, it only takes about 30 minutes to database 20 to 30 cards, okay? Here's number 2. Consider purchasing a business card scanner, such as the product, the popular product on the market, Neat, or other small scanners that can sit right on your desk. By doing that, what that helps you to do is it helps you to quickly get those cards scanned. And what the scanner does is that it scans the picture of the card, and then after it scans the picture of the card, it will actually abstract the words, such as the name of the company, person's name, phone number, or what have you. It will do that. So, again, I want to make sure that you understand that you don't have to purchase a scanner, but if it's within your budget and if you feel that you just don't want a database freehand at this time or get someone to do it, then perhaps the scanner might be a really valuable purchase to you. And third but not least, if you have a smartphone, there are scanning apps that will allow you to scan your business cards and also import them right into your phone contacts. Now, I use the app called Scan Biz Cards. That's ScanBizCards. Again, Scan Biz Cards. And it is a free app, but they do have a premium version of the app that's only a few dollars and worth getting. It's convenient and quick once you use it. And I have seen people, you know, sitting at the table scanning their cards while they're listening to a speaker at a networking function. But smartphones are making it very, very convenient for us to just download apps and quickly increase our productivity with our business. So, again, try it out. Scan Biz Cards if you have an app capability on your smart device. And there you have it, ladies. 3 ways to get those business cards off of your desk and start taking action on things, you know. And we're going to be talking about all next month, we're going to be talking about power networking and what it's all about. But, again, I want to bring up the information about getting those business cards off of your desk, probably because I, along with several other women I've recently talked to, have been sharing ways to efficiently manage their business cards. So there you have it. It is 12:27 after the hour, and you are listening to Successful Woman Radio. And this is your success coach, Trina Newby, and I'm so excited that you're with me today. Again, I want to encourage all of you, if you have not already, to visit our main website, womenaboutbiz.com. And if you haven't joined as a free bronze member, make sure that you sign up as a bronze member, get your profile page going so that you can connect and share with other women in our social network. I want to just say our Making It Happen group coaching is just literally off the chain. It is so wonderful. Our participants are discovering ways that they can make it happen like never before. They're really learning the goal-setting process, and they're getting things accomplished, which is what this program is all about. And so I've had a lot of people, after the program got started, emailing me saying, Trina, how do I get involved with Making It Happen? How do I do that? Okay, first of all, this is what's so exciting. The Making It Happen program is a part of our Gold membership, okay? And our Gold membership is only $59 monthly. Some group coaching programs that are out there run anywhere from $250 to $1,500 monthly. But at Women About Biz, our Gold membership just gives you so much more, okay? Not only do you get group coaching, such as the Making It Happen program, but you get our teleclass audios, you get ebooks, you get one-on-one consultations. You get so much for that $59. So why do we do that? Because it's about us helping the woman who's trying to move from a five-figure to a six-figure income. She has a limited budget, but she so desperately wants to participate in quality programs. And it just hurts her every time she's not able to really, you know, afford being in some of the group coaching programs that she so desperately needs. So that's why we have the Women About Biz Gold membership at $59. You can tap into all that and so much more. So check us out. Check it out at womenaboutbiz.com and just click on Join Today, and you can learn all about our Empower Gold membership, okay? But the Making It Happen program is going to go on again. It looks like we have now a waiting list of about 30 people. So we are going to look at our calendar and see when we can schedule another 12-week series for Making It Happen. So I'm hoping that we will be able to get a whole new session started. Probably it looks like in the May timeframe. So if you're interested, or if you don't know what's involved in Making It Happen, all you have to do, again, is go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on Coaching Center. And as you scroll just a little bit down towards the middle, you will see Making It Happen. Just click on Read More, and you can learn all about the program itself. Very excited about this program. God really blessed me in pulling together all of the resources that I helped learn to make it happen for myself and create my very own six-figure income. And I do feel a responsibility to go back and reach and pull and help other women make it happen for themselves, because that's what it is all about. Well, I'm going to go ahead right now and talk a little bit about the fourth habit in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. This book has sold over 10 million or more copies and has been translated into so many languages, okay? It's really a wonderful, wonderful book to put in your success library. For those of you who already have your copy of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and if you've read it, then you know how it has impacted your life. Dr. Stephen Covey really has a wonderful perspective on the human mind and how we function, how we work, and he has given us a really good insight into how to effectively improve our lives by the way we believe, by the way we think, by the way we function. So we've already talked about the first three habits. Be proactive with habit number one, principles of personal vision, doing things first. And then habit number two was begin with the end in mind, which was learning how to establish your vision and then going all the way to the end of what's supposed to happen and backing up to where you are, and then everything in between is your highway to success. And then habit number three is putting first things first. In other words, learning how to prioritize the things that's very, very important in your life. And now we go to habit number four, think, win, win, which is, I really love this habit because I always talk about creating win-win relationships. And if you are in a business where you're wanting to collaborate with other businesses and you're working on your collaboration system, then one of the things that you need to know is that your collaboration needs to be win-win. In other words, it doesn't need to be uneven. Whatever you're expecting from the other person in the collaboration, you should be willing to put out and you should be willing to give. Also, in the win-win relationship, this can be applied to business networking as well. You know, the one thing that we can do, the one question that we can ask ourselves before we go into a business networking event is, how can I help the people that I meet today? What resources can I share? How can I be of value to the people that I meet at this networking event? You go into that networking event with that mindset, with that attitude, with those questions on your heart, and I can guarantee you, you're going to have a better networking experience experience because you've just created a win-win situation for yourself. However, when you go into a networking event in a selfish mode, now I've got to go in there and get those business cards. I don't care about listening to what everybody else has to say to me today. I want those business cards, and therefore I'm going to collect as many as I can, as many as possible. But as far as looking to purchase services or products of what other people have, that's not my thing. I'm looking to go in and recruit people. I'm looking to go in to have people to buy my products or my services. That's what I am looking to do. Whenever you have that attitude at a networking event, I can tell you right now, you might get someone to be a part of your opportunity. You might get someone to purchase a product or a service. However, you won't get very far with that attitude because it just doesn't work that way in the game of life and in the game of business. It's all about a win-win relationship, okay? Reading from page 206, Dr. Covey says, win-win is not a technique. It's a total philosophy of human interaction. In fact, it is one of six paradigms of interaction. He says the alternative paradigms are, and I hope that you guys are taking notes. Win, lose, that's one paradigm of human interaction. Lose, win, lose, lose, win, and win-win, or no deal. Let me read these over again because it's very, very interesting. He says there's six paradigms of human interaction. Win-win, win-lose, lose-win, lose-lose, win, win-win or no deal. So I want to quickly just share with you today about these six human paradigms that he talks about because, remember, the fourth habit is think win-win, okay? So win-win is a frame of mind and heart that constantly seeks mutual benefit in all human interactions. Win-win means that agreements are solutions mutually benefit, mutually satisfying with a win-win solution. All parties feel good about the decision and feel committed to the action plan. Okay, and I'm hoping that you guys truly understand that because the win-win really is the way to go. Most people tend to think in terms of dichotomy, stronger, weak, hardball, and softball, win or lose. But that kind of thinking is fundamentally flawed, he says. It's based on power and position rather than on principle. Win-win is based on the paradigm that there is plenty for everybody, that one person's success is not achieved at the expense or exclusion of the success of others. Win-win is a belief in the third alternative. It's not your way or my way. It's a better way, a higher way. Now, to help you understand why win-win is really the better way to go whenever you're interacting with anybody for life or business, for career, or whether you're on the workplace, here are the other five, okay, paradigms of human interaction that he wants you to understand in order to realize that win-win is the better way. Let's take a look at win-lose. This is I win, you lose attitude. One alternative to win-win, he says, is win-lose. The paradigm of the race to Bermuda. It says, if I win, you lose. In leadership style, win-lose is the authoritarian approach. I get my way, you don't get yours. Win-lose people are prone to use position, power, credentials, possessions, or personality to get their way. Most people have been deeply scripted in the win-lose mentality since birth. First and most important of the powerful forces at work is the family. When one child is compared with another, when patience, understanding, and love is given or withdrawn on the basis of such comparisons, people are into win-lose thinking. Whenever love is given on a conditional basis, when someone has to earn love, what's being communicated to them is that they are not intrinsically valuable or lovable. Value does not lie inside them. It lies outside them. It's in comparison with somebody else or against some expectation. And what happens to a young mind and heart, highly vulnerable, highly dependent upon the support and emotional affirmation of the parents in the face of conditional love, the child is molded, shaped, and programmed in the win-lose mentality. If I'm better than my brother, my parents will love me more. My parents don't love me as much as they love my sister. I must not be as valuable. Another powerful scripting agency is a peer group. A child first wants acceptance from his or her parents and then from his or her peers, whether they be siblings or friends. And we all know how cruel peers can be sometimes. They often accept or reject totally on the basis of conformity to their expectation and norms, providing additional scripting towards the win-lose attitude, which is very true. Now, let's take a look at the lose-win attitude. Some people are programmed the other way, he says, lose-win. I lose, you win. Go ahead. Have your way with me. Step on me. Everyone does. I'm a loser. I've always been a loser. I'm a peacemaker. I'll do anything to keep the peace. Lose-win is the worst than win-lose because it has no standards, no demands, no expectations, and get this, ladies, no vision. People who think lose-win are usually quick to please or appease. They seek strength from popularity or acceptance. They have little courage to express their own feelings and convictions and are easily intimidated by the ego strength of others. Okay? Let's look at the next one, lose-lose. When two win-lose people get together, that is, when two determined, stubborn, ego-invested individuals interact, the result will be lose-lose. Both will lose. Both will become vindictive and want to get back or get even, blind to the fact that murder is suicide, that revenge is a two-edged sword. I know of a divorce in which the husband was directed by the judge to sell the assets and turn over half the proceeds to his ex-wife. In compliance, he sold a car worth over $10,000 for $50 and gave $25 to the wife. When the wife protested, the court clerk checked on the situation and discovered that the husband was proceeding in the same manner systematically through all of the assets. Some people become so centered on an enemy, so totally obsessed with the behavior of another person, that they become blind to everything except their desire for that person to lose, even if it means losing themselves. Lose-lose is the philosophy of adversarial conflict. It's the philosophy of, get this, war. Let's look at win. Another common alternative is simply to think win. People with a win mentality don't necessarily want someone else to lose. That's irrelevant. What matters is that they get what they want. When there is no sense of contest or competition, win is probably the most common approach in everyday negotiation. A person with the win mentality thinks in terms of securing his or her own end. Okay? And so he talks about which is best. Which is the best way to go? Of course, it's the win-win, okay? He says, if you work in a regional office that is miles away from another regional office and you don't have any functional relationship between those offices, you may want to compete in a win-lose situation to stimulate business. However, you would not want to set up a win-lose situation like the race to Bermuda, contest with a company, or in a situation where you need cooperation among people or groups of people to achieve maximum success. If you value a relationship and the issue isn't really that important, you may want to go for lose-win in some circumstances to genuinely affirm the other person. So what he's saying is that each of us possess all of these six human traits, okay? Each of us possess the win-win, the win-lose, the lose-lose, the lose-win. We all possess all of those. But what we need to know in the seven habits of highly effective people is that win-win is really where we all should want to be at, okay? We should want to create relationships and circumstances to where we are winning and the other individuals are winning as well. So that's all I have right now for the seven habits of highly effective people. But again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and to read this book and put it in your success library. And it's somewhat of a long book because he really goes in depth in explaining all of the seven habits and why he feels that these are the seven highly effective, the seven habits of highly effective people. In other words, these individuals who practice these habits are on the top of their A game. They're very effective and seem to be somewhat balanced in their lives, and they are doing well in all areas, okay? So we need to pay attention to that and take a look at it in depth. It is 12:44 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead at this time and talk about ways to get out of your own way. What is that all about? How do you get out of your own way? Well, as you know, this month our theme is Daring to Dream in 2014. And what that means is that we need to have the type of attitude with ourselves to where we challenge ourselves to accomplish our dreams in this year, not next year, but in this year, and that we start taking immediate and swift action to make it happen for ourselves, right? So why is it that we get in our own way? What is that about, okay? You know, oftentimes we have this tendency, right? We have this tendency to think that everything else is getting in the way of us accomplishing our dreams and doing what it is that our heart's desire is, but it really is us. And that's why you need to understand that the only thing that's standing between you and your dreams is you. You really are the culprit many of the times in accomplishing your dreams and your goals. Now, I know, you know, women don't like to be told that they're wrong and they don't want to hear all of this stuff, but as a woman, I feel that I am qualified to say this to us and to let you know that it's really just about time for us to get out of our own way. Now, that's all it is to it. We need to move out of our own way, and the way that we do this is to first recognize that the only thing that stands between us and our dreams is us, okay? We are the ones that stand between ourselves and our dreams. And the faster we realize that and get everything else out of the way, the better it's going to be for us, okay? So here's how you first get out of your own way. Number one, admit that you're in your own way, okay? I know it's hard, ladies. I know it's a little bit difficult, and I know right now you're probably rejecting what I'm saying a little bit because you don't want to admit that you're in your own way. But here's what I can tell you from personal experience, firsthand experience. If here you are in 2014 and you've been saying the same thing over and over again about what you want to accomplish and what you want to do in your life, and here you are at the same highway exit over and over again, well, you're in the way, okay? There's something that you're doing. There's a habit that you're practicing. There's an excuse that you are giving that is allowing you to stunt your own self, and it's time for you to get out of the way. And this first step that you must take is admitting that you are in your own way. I know one of the things that I used to do is I used to make all types of excuses, okay? And I would say to myself, I would do all of this self-talk that I thought was really lifting myself up, but I was actually taking myself down. And I would do all this self-talk about, well, you know, it's going to be okay, and I can do this next year, and I don't have to get everything done right now. I don't need to put all of this pressure on myself. You know, I would start all this self-talk that I thought was encouraging myself, but actually what it was doing, it was sabotaging myself because my subconscious mind was saying to my conscious, yeah, that's it. Keep convincing yourself that you don't need to do it right now, that you don't need to take action. That's right, because this is the habit that you've been giving to me all along, so I'm comfortable in this place, so keep saying that. Well, guess what? I eventually admitted to myself that I was in my own way, and when I did that, it popped. It opened up something inside of me that wasn't willing to go back in, and it made me realize that it was okay to admit it. And it was okay to talk to someone else about it and start figuring out how I was going to get past myself, how I was going to break that belief barrier that I was holding for so long of why I couldn't achieve this dream or why I shouldn't work on it at this time. So the first step, ladies, the first thing you need to do to get out of your own way is to admit that you are in your own way. Here's the second thing that you need to do. you need to eliminate all of these, what I call justifiable excuses, okay? Justifiable excuses are excuses that sound right, excuses that make you feel as though you are justified in not taking action on something. Here's a big justifiable excuse that I hear women use a lot. Well, you know, Trina, I would love to get this done, but I just don't have the money to make it happen right now. I don't have the money, and it's no sense to me moving forward with this or trying to even think about doing it because I don't have the money. Well, hello, what about the fact that you may not need the money for quite some time? Because what about just getting the system in order? What about getting the pre-planning phases together and the research that you need to do together to start accomplishing your dream? What about that? So we allow that money excuse to hold us back a lot. It might be true. See, justifiable excuses are true excuses most of the time. It could be true that you don't have the money. But remember, you make money and money does not make you. So you can eliminate the justifiable excuses. Another justifiable excuse that women make is they make themselves feel sorry for themselves with their children. They say, well, you know what? There is just no possible way that I could start this business right now or just do it. I have a baby, or I have small children, and I really need to be there for them in the evening. And they start sounding pitiful, as though my children are the reason why I cannot accomplish my dream. My children are the reason why I can't be an accomplished and successful woman. Well, guess what? If you start feeding that lie into your subconscious mind, you're going to end up blaming your children as to why you have not accomplished your dreams, and that is something you do not want to do. And by the way, you don't have to verbally blame your children. You can blame your children through your actions and through your emotions and through your mode, okay? So you have to be very, very careful about the justifiable excuses that you use for not accomplishing something, okay? So that's number two. Eliminate those justifiable excuses because they're just that. They're still excuses, and there's no reason why you can't move forward. You know, let's just back up for a minute and talk about the fact that just because you're not able to have the business up and going and everything in place by tomorrow or by next month, or for even that fact this year, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't start taking action and create a timeline to get things done. See, what I'm learning is that when you have a dream, you should not put that dream on the back burner, but you should start your planning and discovery phase for that dream right away. And you should create milestones and deadlines and set goals and create tasks and start looking at how this dream is going to happen, how you're able to one day be able to look at the end of the vision and be able to see and experience that dream. So it's not going to happen if you don't take that action, okay? Here's the third way to get out of your own way, okay, which is don't allow naysayers, okay, don't allow naysayers to define who you are, okay? Again, don't allow naysayers to define who you are. Let's face it. There are some stinking negative people in this world, and yes, I said stinking. There are some people who have stinking thinking, and they can make you feel like what you want to do in life or what you have is not valuable, okay? But this is what you need to understand. Because there are so many naysayers out there, you don't need to be a naysayer with your own self, which is why you need to get out of your own way, right? Absolutely. So don't allow others to define who you are. Don't let them define your success. Now, for the purpose of identifying a naysayer, let's define what a naysayer is, because I know a lot of people have asked me before, you know, Trina, what is a naysayer? You know, what is this person, okay, who gets in your way? Well, the Webster Dictionary says a naysayer is a person who says something will not work or it is not possible. A person who denies, refuses, or opposes something strongly. One who frequently engages in excessive complaining, or one who frequently makes negative comments to you, or someone who always recites negative banter. They go on and on. Every time you talk to them, they're negative. For example, hey, girl, how are you today? Oh, well, you know, as usual, I'm not doing too good. Girl, I'm so tired of my job, I don't know what to do. Oh, as usual, I don't feel very well. You know, things aren't working that well. I wish I had more money, but I don't. Oh, you're getting ready to start a business? Oh, well, you may not want to do it at this time. You know, they say the economy is not doing too well. And besides that, haven't you tried to start a few businesses before and it didn't work out? You need to just join me and just be negative all the time and stop wanting to do positive things. That's literally naysayers, okay? So you need to stop being around naysayers. You need to stop allowing yourself to be defined by naysayers, and by all means, stop going to people who are negative, okay, and always have something negative to say about what you do. Stop going to these people, asking them as if they define who you are, what do they think about this? Because you know what you're going to get, okay? And sometimes it's a way to self-sabotage yourself, because sometimes when you truly want something, you could be purposely going to a naysayer so that they can tell you not to do it. So be careful about that. Hey, let's take a look at number four in ways to get out of your own way. Number four is very important because, again, it has to do with you. I think it's very important that you create a discovery journal, okay? Create a discovery journal because this is going to help you to get out of your own way. When you journal, and I've said this before, when you journal, it's like two people journaling. The subconscious mind is journaling, and the conscious mind is journaling. And what happens is that when you go back and you read your entry the previous day, you might say to yourself, who in the heck is this? I don't remember writing that. I would never say something like that. Did I say that? So you need to learn who you really are. You need to learn about the deep-rooted beliefs that your subconscious mind has received and confirmed within you. And you need to learn about your conscious mind, what it is that you really want, what excites you, what you dream about doing, okay? If those of you who are listening are new to the show, I say all the time that we are driven by our subconscious mind, but our conscious mind is what holds our dreams and our inspirations. It's the here and the now. It's what we say we want to be and we want to do. But if because of your environment, your past, your experience, the way you were brought up, relationships have created habits and beliefs within you that have been deeply buried in your subconscious mind, they can pop up at any time that prevent your conscious mind, which is the here and now, from you doing things that you want to do in life, okay? So the discovery journal can really help you with that. You don't have to write forever, just one paragraph, a few sentences about how your day is. You know, what is it that you want to accomplish? What's holding you back? You can begin to discover who you are. Number five, last but not least, in the five ways to get out of your own way, is you really need to start learning to positively talk to yourself, okay? So for every negative thing that you say to yourself, always have a positive response. Try to, when you immediately notice that you've just said something negative, have a positive response. Here's an example of that. I'm not going to ever lose weight. I've been holding this weight now for 10 years and it hasn't gone off yet. So why do I even think that I can lose the weight now? Here's a positive response. I can lose this weight because I am an intelligent woman. I have the ability to have control over my emotions. I know that there are resources out there for me to lose this weight. That's what you need to do. And so there you have it. admit that you are in your own way. Eliminate the justifiable excuses. Don't allow the naysayers to define who you are, define your success. Create a discovery journal and learn to positively talk to yourself. For everything negative you say, always have a positive response to counteract that. At this time, it's almost time for the show. Don't hang up yet, because I want to honor a woman for Women's History Month that has contributed in some way to the betterment of women. I want to honor today Tammy Duckworth, member of Congress and Iraq War veteran. Tammy is a U.S. representative from Illinois and is an Iraq War veteran and former Assistant Secretary of Veteran Affairs. In 2012, she became the first disabled woman elected to serve in the House of Representatives. Duckworth has a strong record advocating and implementing improvements to veteran services. In 2004, she was deployed to Iraq as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot. She was one of the first Army women to fly combat missions during Operation Iraqi Freedom until her helicopter was hit by an RPG in November of 2004. She lost her legs and partial use of her right arm in the explosion and was subsequently awarded a Purple Heart for her combat injuries. Tammy, we salute you and thank you for all of your contributions and the example you continue to set for women around the nation. Thank you so very much for that. Well, ladies, I've enjoyed being with you today and pray that the information shared has motivated and inspired you to move forward with your dreams and goals. I want to remind you to please go to womenaboutbiz.com. And if you have not become a free member yet, join. And make sure you complete your profile in our social network so that we can connect, share resources, and learn more about your business. Tune in next Monday, March 31st, and make sure that you share it with a friend, an associate, or somebody that needs motivation or inspiration. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying, success is yours for the taking. Ladies, have a productive and powerful week. Take care.